again, I want to invite every one of you to come here every Wednesday at 6 p.m. We have the live SoundCloud teaching, and then we pray fervently for America, 2 Chronicles 7:14. You're also invited to come here each Sunday at 5 p.m. for the live radio broadcast taping, internet taping, and live SoundCloud taping. I'm in Suntree, Florida. I'm right beside Scott Mercer's The Produce Place. The Produce Place is at the corner of Wickham Road and Bonita Causeway. I'm right there, Sherry Medlock, 2565 Sellers Lane, Melbourne, Florida. And you're also invited to come here on Sunday, December 19th at 5 p.m. for our beautiful Christmas program. I wrote you a pretty play. We have got great, great costumes, and it's entitled A Gift of Love to Our Father. A Gift of Love to Our Father. And now, Matthew chapter 27, verse 52. From God's heart to my heart to your heart. Woeful Wednesday, but sunny Sunday. Woeful Wednesday, but sunny Sunday. As our curtain comes up, our precious Lord Jesus Christ has just paid our sin debt. He stayed alive on the cross for 6 hours because in biblical numeric, 6 is the number of depraved mankind. Such where all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, we're all depraved and sinful, and he died for our sins. However, at the 9th hour, or 3 p.m., he said, "It is finished." It was a finished work. And his spirit left his body. And at the same time, in the temple, in the Holy of Holies, that veil that was so high and so wide was torn into from top to bottom. In other words, Jesus is the door. He opened the door so that you and I could go back to Father's house from whence he came.
Amen.
And now, woeful Wednesday, but sunny Sunday.
And the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose. 53. And came out of the graves after his resurrection, and went into the holy city, and appeared unto many.
This was just a one-time event. After Jesus arose from the dead, 3 days and 3 nights later, he's the first fruits. Others arose there only one time just to prove that Jesus arose and that now we arise from the dead.
Verse 54. Now when the centurion and they that were with him.
These are the Roman guards that have been watching Jesus die on the cross.
Watching Jesus saw the earthquake.
That was a great earthquake.
And those things that were done.
Remember, it had gotten dark at 12 noon until 3 p.m. Wow, darkness on the earth.
They feared greatly, saying, "Truly, this was the Son of God."
And we can say, "Truly, this is the Son of God." Let's all say it. "Truly, this is the Son of God."
55. And many women were there, beholding afar off, which followed Jesus from Galilee, ministering unto him.
The women did not run away. They stayed true.
56. Among which was Mary Magdalena,
out of whom Jesus had driven 7 devils. Her life was changed for the better.
And Mary, the mother of James and Joseph.
When the Virgin Mary had gave birth to baby Jesus, she and her husband Joseph got together, and they had quite a few sons and daughters. One of the sons' name was James. He wrote the book of James. And one of the sons' name was Joseph. I had an Uncle Joseph.
And the mother of Zebedee's children.
That was the mother of John and James, James and John, the 3 Mary ladies.
57. And when evening was come.
Now, underline evening. Jesus was crucified on Passover, because he's a Passover lamb. And remember that he said he was going to stay in the tomb, his body, 3 days and 3 nights. In Bible times, the next day began at sundown. This evening is sundown Wednesday, not Friday, sundown Wednesday. From sundown Wednesday to sundown Thursday is 1 day. From sundown Thursday to sundown Friday is 2 days. From sundown Friday to sundown Saturday is 3 days. You can't get Good Friday out of that to save your life. Okay. We're going to find that when there's Passover, there are two Sabbaths. The regular Sabbath, which is on a Saturday in the Bible, and then there's a high Sabbath on Wednesday, Passover. So he's our Passover lamb. But now it's beginning to be Thursday, sundown. Okay, what's going to happen?
There came a rich man of Arimathea named Joseph.
Now, I have a book in my library. It's true history, and it's Traditions of Glastonbury, Glastonbury, England. And it speaks of a very rich man, Joseph of Arimathea, who would go to Glastonbury, England, to mine in tin mines. Now, the proof of that is, right now today, in Glastonbury, England, there are three crosses. And on those crosses, there's a picture of Joseph of Arimathea, the tin man, coming in a ship with a young lad in the front, about 12 years old, and it's the Lord Jesus Christ. To this day, they sing of Joseph the Tin Man and of Jesus, the little lad there, the Messiah. Don't forget the tribes that migrate over the Caucasus Mountains into Europe, Ireland, England, and Scotland. Okay, Joseph was also a member of the Sanhedrin and...
who also himself was Jesus' disciple.
He believed in Jesus.
Verse 58. He went to Pilate and begged the body of Jesus. Then Pilate commanded the body to be delivered.
Now, only a nearest kinsman redeemer could get the body. Even today, not just anybody could go and get our dead bodies, okay? So who was Joseph Arimathea? History tells us that he was Mary's uncle, and he was Jesus' great uncle. By this time, Jesus' stepdad and Mary's husband, Joseph, had gone back to God. So he was granted the body because he was Jesus' nearest uncle. Rich man, Joseph Arimathea, believer in Jesus, and Jesus' great uncle. He claims the body.
59. And when Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in fine linen cloth.
Linen in the Bible is a symbol of righteous. There's only one righteous one, ultimately, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. And so he wrapped him in the righteous linen that is sometimes today called the Shroud of Turin.
Verse 60, and laid it in his own new tomb.
Listen to this. Jesus did not have to buy himself a tomb because his body only needed 3 days. So he borrowed the tomb of his rich uncle Joseph. Isn't that great? You just borrow a tomb because you know you're going to rise from the dead.
Which he had hewn out in the rock.
He had hewn it out there for himself, but he's going to loan it to his great nephew Jesus.
And he rolled a great stone to the door of the sepulchre and departed.
Great big stone. Boy, that's a heavy stone. Who will roll away the stone?
Verse 61. And there was Mary Magdalena and the other Mary sitting over against the sepulchre.
Mary, Mary, quite contrary. How does your garden grow? The two Mary ladies will say, wow, we're going to come back after the Sabbath on early Sunday morning after Saturday. We want to anoint Jesus' body with oil. But who's going to roll away the stone? What the two Mary ladies don't know, that earlier in Matthew chapter 26, another beautiful woman, the woman with the alabaster box, had already anointed Jesus' body for burial. She had saved all of her life to get expensive perfumes for her wedding day for her dowry. But when she met Jesus, she fell in love with him, knowing he was a true bridegroom. The woman with the alabaster box had anointed his body for burial.
62. Now the next day that followed the day of the preparation.
This would be Thursday now. Remember, it began at sundown, and it's daylight is Thursday. Sundown would be Friday.
The chief priests and Pharisees came together to Pilate, saying, 63, Sir, we remember that deceiver said...
They call him Jesus the deceiver. No, he's not a deceiver.
While he was yet alive, after 3 days, I will arise again.
Jesus did say that, and Jesus is the truth.
64. Command, therefore, that the sepulcher be made sure.
Secure the sepulcher.
Till the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away, and say unto the people, he is risen from the dead. So the last error shall be worse than the first.
These phony religious leaders said it'll be worse if everybody thinks Jesus arose from the dead than when he was going around calling himself the Messiah. So they asked Pilate, the Roman governor, would you please put your Roman guards there and make sure nobody steals that body? Now, Pilate knew that Jesus was innocent. He is not going to let him use his Roman soldiers, but he's going to let him use their own little tin pin, whatever you want to call it, little lukewarm soldiers there.
65. Pilate said unto them, you have a watch.
You got your ragtag army. Remember, they came and arrested Jesus with the spears. Use them.
Go your way and make it sure as you can.
Okay, I give you permission there. Make it secure. So now they're going to go to the tomb, the religious soldiers here, and see if they can seal the tomb. We got a great God. Nobody can keep that body down.
Verse 66. So they went and made the sepulcher sure, sealing the stone and setting a watch.
So they're standing there. Now that was Woeful Wednesday.
Matthew chapter 28, verse 1.
But sunny Sunday. In the darkest times of your life, remember, Sunday's coming.
Verse 1. At the end of the Sabbath.
Okay. Saturday was the Sabbath. It's the end of that. It's sundown on Saturday. Now remember, by this time from Wednesday, Passover, from, you know, sundown to sundown, that's 3 days and three nights. Sometimes after that, we know that Jesus arose there, because now it's going to be early Sunday morning.
As it begins to dawn toward the first day of the week.
The day of the Lord, the first day of the week, Sunday.
King Mary Magdalena and the other Mary.
The two Mary ladies.
See the sepulcher.
They were going to anoint Jesus' body with oil. Other gospels tell us, they said, who's going to roll away that big stone? They had seen Joseph Arimathea put it there. We're just tiny little ladies here. How could we do this? And we're worried about that.
Verse 2. And behold, there was a great earthquake.
Now, this was before the Mary ladies got there.
And the angel of the Lord descended from heaven.
Now, in the Bible, anytime it says the angel of the Lord, it means the very presence of God himself. How many gods are there? One. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. One God operating in three different bodies, okay? All right. So, this is the resurrected Jesus in his transfigured body. Remember Matthew 17, the Mount of Transfiguration? This is Jesus resurrected. Now the scripture itself is going to prove it.
And came and rolled back the stone from the door.
Stone, roll away. Poof.
And sat upon it.
There's Jesus sitting on the stone. I mean, this is a happy day. Happy day. Oh, I guess I did that, he says.
Verse 3. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow.
This proves it was Jesus, because in Revelation chapter 1, it's talking about Jesus, the resurrected Jesus, in his transfigured body. His head in his hair, a white as wool, as white as snow. And his countenance is as bright as the sun. His eyes are like flames of fire. This is Jesus, the resurrected Jesus. Remember in John 14, he said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. The Father and I are one. And wherever the Father and Son are, there's the Holy Spirit.
Verse 4. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men.
Dead men walking. Those two guards saw God roll away the stone. I mean, they saw there's nobody in there. And they saw Almighty God. They passed out from fear. I should think so.
Verse 5. And the angel answered and said unto the women.
Now the women are coming. They did not see the earthquake, but they're afraid now. They see this anointed being here. Wow.
not ye?
Don't be afraid. Have you noticed Jesus always tells you to fear not? He tells you not to be afraid. Don't be afraid.
For I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified.
I know you, Mary, Mary. I know you won't anoint my body.
Verse 6. He is not here, for he is risen as he said.
And I always say at this point, duh. He told you he was going to rise from the dead. When are we ever going to believe the word of God?
Come and see the place where the Lord lay.
Come here. Look up there. There I was. Look, I'm not there anymore. Hallelujah. He arose.
Verse 7. I go quickly and tell his disciples.
Other Gospels, John says, tell his disciples and Peter. He included Peter, because remember, Peter betrayed him 3 times. He wanted to let Peter know that he still loved him and he was still his disciple, and Peter.
That he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall you see him.
In other words, he's going to go to Galilee. You go and see him there.
Behold, I have told you.
You notice he said, I have told you. Who told those disciples that Jesus would meet him in Galilee after he resurrected? Matthew chapter 26, verse 32. I will arise from the dead after 3 days, and I will go before you into Galilee, and there you will see me. That also proves this was Jesus, Amen. The resurrected.
Verse 8. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre, with fear and trembling. I did run to bring his disciples word.
I bet they wore Mike Lindell's new slippers there so they could run fast, okay. Do you notice that it's women who first preached the gospel of Jesus Christ? Just thought you'd like to know that, women.
Verse 9, and as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them.
He jumps off the stone. You know, he's omnipresent. He can be everywhere, anytime, omnipotent. He just goes and stands before them. Now, Jesus is going to let them know that he's the resurrected Jesus. Time to let them know that he's alive and well.
Saying, all hail.
You know what that means? Hey, I got good news. Look here. Pay attention. That got their attention. Because the real sheep know the shepherd's voice. They knew this was Jesus. When he speaks to you, you know.
And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him.
Another gospel says that when Mary Magdalene reached over and hugged him and worshipped him, Jesus said, touch me not. He was not being rude. He was not telling her not to touch his feet. It was that Hebraism, we call it a figure of speech. He was saying, Mary, don't hold me up. I've got to run up and put my blood on the mercy seat so it's going to stay there forever, that blood that washes away all sin, and I'll be right back.
Verse 10, and then Jesus said unto them, be not afraid.
Don't be afraid.
Go tell my brethren.
And Peter.
They go into Galilee, and there shall they see me.
Now, another gospel tells us that also some of the disciples were walking to Emmaus to take a bath, and Jesus appeared in their midst, and they did not recognize him because they thought he was dead. And he gave them a Bible lesson, and suddenly they realized who he was, and he disappeared. But now he's going to be there in Galilee, and they're going to go to Galilee, and they're going to hide in a room because they're afraid the religious leaders are going to crucify them too. But just before we get there.
11. Now when they were going, behold, some of the watch came into the city.
Now those two guys that fell over in fear got to come and tell the high priest, we didn't go to sleep on the job, but God came down and rolled away the stone and we passed out for fear.
And said unto the chief priest.
That's Caiaphas, remember, he put Jesus to death, was instrumental.
All the things that were done. 12.
They had to tell what happened. They had to say they'd seen God. They had to see the stone rolled away and there was no body in there. They had to tell this phony priest the truth.
And when they had assembled with the elders and had taken counsel.
The team got in a huddle. What are we going to do? We can't let people think that Jesus arose from the dead, said the crooks.
They gave large money unto the soldiers, saying,
hush money. Now soon and very soon, we are the generation of the fig tree with the end of the age. The Antichrist is about to appear. He's a devil with his Jesus costume on. He would look like Jesus, act like him. Two horns of a lamb, the power of the Lamb of God, but he's the dragon, the devil. And he's going to fool the whole wide world and half the body of Christ, Matthew 25. But you know that he is not Jesus. Now, he's going to say you can't buy or sell. I'll give you some money if you worship me. The elect are going to be delivered up to him. Don't take the hush money, because Jesus told us early in Matthew that when the elect are delivered up, we are to let the Holy Spirit speak through us what he will, and the language will be heard all over the world, in every language of the world, and the gospel shall be preached all over the world, and then the end come. Don't take the hush money, let Holy Spirit speak, because if an elect refuses to let Holy Spirit speak through you, we just learned in the Matthew and Luke also that that is an unforgivable sin. Don't ever take the hush money. God fed Elijah with a raven bird. God protects his elect. Don't you worry.
Yeah. 13. Say ye.
Here's what you say. Tell a lie.
His disciples came by night and stole him away.
Tell him that lie. It's a lie. Liar, liar. Pants on fire.
While ye slept.
Tell him you fell asleep. Now, it was dangerous for someone, a guard, to fall asleep on the job, and they're going to have to tell Pilate, the Roman governor. Sometimes they would kill them if they let the prisoner escape.
14. And if this comes to the governor's ears, we will persuade him and secure you.
We'll get you out of jail. We'll buy you off. Don't worry about it. Go ahead and tell the lie.
Verse 15. So they took the money and did as they were taught. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews unto this day.
Again, I did not use the word Jew. It is an incorrect word. The Greek is Iudas. It should have been translated either Judah, one of the 12 tribes, our beloved brother Judah, or a resident of Judea. In this case, it was not our brother Judah. He's not a murderer. It was a resident of Judea. It's those who say they are Judah, but they're not. They're the synagogue of Satan, Revelation 2:9, Revelation 3:9. They're the Kenites, K-E-N-I-T-S, descendants of Cain. Cain is the child of the devil. When that old serpent, the devil, there beguiled Eve in the garden. They were the ones who said, crucify him, crucify him.
16. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them.
Another gospel says they go into a room and lock themselves in. They're afraid. And Jesus walks through a wall. Hallelujah.
Verse 17. And when they saw him
walk through the wall,
they worshipped him.
I should think
so. But some doubted.
Another gospel says it was Thomas who doubted. Doubting Thomas. Thomas had said, I don't believe he's alive. The ladies had told him that they didn't believe the gospel, okay? And he said, unless I put my hands in the holes in his hands, unless I put my hand in the side where they pierced him, then I will believe. When Jesus walked through the wall, he said, Thomas, put your hands in my hands. He stuck his hands in the holes, pierced for you, pierced for me. Thomas put his hand in the side. Thomas said, I believe. Jesus said, blessed are those who believe and have not seen.
Amen.
Verse 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying,
now he's going to talk to them.
All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth.
God is the greatest power, omnipotent, unlimited power. All the communist, socialist, Marxist people in the world have no more power than a little old gnat than compared to Jesus. And guess what, Christian? Luke 10:19, Jesus says, I give you power over all the power of the enemy.
Amen.
And nothing shall by any means hurt you. I want you to start realizing the same power that rose Jesus from the dead, the Holy Spirit, is power in you if you're saved and if you're filled with the Holy Spirit. All power. Because we don't do it of ourselves. Christ in us, our hope of glory. That's the power in you. Stop being afraid. Stop being weak. Get up and do something good for God. America,
amen.
Get, take back our land, for goodness sake.
Yes, amen.
Verse 19. Go ye therefore and teach all nations.
Now this is a great commission. John says, go into all the world and tell the gospel of Jesus Christ, okay? Teach all nations, all the ethnic races, not just the 12 tribes of Israel. Red, yellow, brown, black, and white. God loves all of them. Now you say, well, I can't teach. Wait a minute. It doesn't mean you have to be a pastor, a teacher, a missionary. Everybody meets somebody. Everybody you meet is your mission field. You are accountable to God. Everybody on your job, your family, your relationships, wherever you come and go, these are the ones you are to teach. What? What do you teach them?
Baptizing them in the name of the Father.
God the Father, Yahweh, YHVH.
And of the Son.
Yeshua, Jesus.
And of the Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit, holding a rock. And these three are one.
Verse 20, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you.
Holy Spirit of Jesus wrote the entire Bible, Genesis 1 through Revelation 22. So we're to teach the entire Bible, book by book, chapter by chapter, verse by verse, line by line. Go and tell.
And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world.
World without end. We have three earth and heaven ages. This one's coming to an end. After the millennium, we have the third heaven on earth, and I'll be with you then.
Amen.
So be it. Amen. That's that. The great book of Matthew. It began with a virgin birth. God sent the angel Gabriel to tell Mary, Mary, fear not. The power of the highest shall overshadow thee. And thou shalt conceive. And that holy thing that shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Jesus grew up to be age 30, and he chose 12 disciples. And then he preached the greatest sermon ever preached, the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5, Matthew 6, Matthew 7. And Jesus went about doing good, healing the sick, raising the dead, casting out demons, loving the unlovely. And then in Matthew 13, he gave a parable. Now learn the parable of the sower, the parable of the wheat and tares. If you don't know this parable, you'll never understand anything. The wheat are the children of God. The tares are the children of the devil. Because the devil beguiled Eve in the garden, the Kenites, the children of Cain. And then he went on to Matthew 24 and he said, six comes before seven. The Antichrist coming pretending to be Christ before Jesus is number six, 666. Don't be deceived by him. After that tribulation comes seven. Jesus Christ will come seven. Then in Matthew 25, he taught us of the 10 virgins. 10 representing all of the church right now alive on planet Earth, all Christians. Right now, not one Christian has gone to bed with the Antichrist spiritually speaking. We're virginal. But we know in Revelation that the whole world is going to worship the Antichrist. Half the body of Christ, Matthew 25, are going to worship the devil. Because the virgin story there, one half of the body of Christ alive right now are wise. You've heard the truth. But five are foolish. You believe the lie Margaret MacDonald told you in 1830, 1832, that Jesus is going to fly you away. No, no, no. We're going to change it to the air body, the spirit body, but he's coming here to stay. Okay, you're going to be deceived. And then so Jesus died. He died to pay our sin debt. He shed his precious blood for the remission of our sin. Jesus arose from the dead, and Jesus is coming back again. Yes, it was a weeping, sorrowful, woeful Wednesday, but sunny Sunday. Sunday came. I pray you are blessed.
Amen.
We'll have a new book next week. It's going to be the gospel. Did you know the gospel's in the Old Testament? I go back from the New Testament, Old Testament. We're going to have the greatest love story ever told. It's truly the gospel of Jesus, Song of Solomon. No, it's not X-rated. It's the gospel of Jesus Christ. You'll love it. Okay. At this time, I introduce to you the owner of the Produce Place, man of God, my twin friend, Scott Merson. How are you, Scott?
I'm doing very well, Miss Sherry. What awesome teaching. All of Matthew.
Wonderful. All of Matthew. Yeah. Isn't that the greatest book?
Great.
Oh, boy. And the next one's going to be the great, just as great.
Yeah,
everyone
amen.
Gets greater and greater. Well, you know, David left his stuff in the car. Ezekiel put his stuff in the bag. What is Scott's stuff?
And the world passeth away, and the lust therein of. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. 1 John 2:17.
Eternal life. Thank
Amen.
You, Scott. Great, Scott. We appreciate it. In a moment, I'm going to pray for healing. But the most important thing, all of you people out in the world, anyone in here not saved, let's get you saved. Pray this prayer with him. Mean it, and God will save you right now. Here we go. Father, in Jesus' name, I confess I have sinned.
Father, in Jesus' name, I confess I have sinned.
I repent of all my sins.
I repent of all my sins.
I turn from them.
I turn from them.
I ask forgiveness for all my sins.
I ask forgiveness for all my sins.
I believe the blood of Jesus will wash them away.
I believe the blood of Jesus will wash them away.
I believe in my heart that God raised Jesus from the dead.
I believe in my heart that God raised Jesus from the dead.
I confess with my mouth that Jesus is my Lord.
I confess with my mouth that Jesus is my Lord.
Amen, amen. Now, for those of you in cyberspace, Romans tells us that we are to confess our salvation. We're to tell someone. Confession is made to salvation. In a little while, you're going to hear Scott and I announce and give you my telephone number. Feel free to call me and leave your confession of belief on my voicemail. Say your name clearly so when I get it, I can pray for you. And now I feel led today to pray for the mindset of sickness. You see, Proverbs says, as a man thinketh, so is he. And Jesus himself said, it's done unto you as you believe. Now, I'm not saying that your body doesn't get sick or hurt. Been there, done that. But a lot of our sickness is because we believe in that. I live in Florida. People say, got allergies, 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 allergies. And you think that a certain season that allergies got to come here. You have believed that, and it's done to you as you will. And some people say, because my mom and dad died of cancer, I've got cancer. Daddy had diabetes. Mama had arthritis. And so you see, we get a mindset of it, and we believe it, and then you're calling it forth even before it is. So let's break that mindset. We can stop that right now. Father, in the name and the power of Jesus, by the blood of the Lamb, by the Holy Spirit, the word of my chest, I speak to that mindset. Let's just call out allergies. We can eat anything. Those of you who believe you have allergies, in Jesus' name, stop thinking that. Stop. Get away from that thought. Stop. Jesus took 39 stripes for your allergies. You don't have to take them. He took them from you. Stop believing that. Go, 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 thought. That that thought be gone to you. Come in the fact, with Jesus' stripes, you're healed. He said his word and healed you. He restores health and cure to you. Your lungs breathe. Your mind breathes. Your sinuses breathe. Your nasal passages breathe. Allergies be gone in the name of Jesus. Mindset of sickness be gone. As you believe, so it's done unto you. So let's change the mindset. When you change your mind, you change your atmospheres. Because the mind of Christ says, with Jesus' stripes, you are healed. Let's all say, I agree in Jesus' name. Nothing's given you to keep, so go and tell. Go and tell. Go and tell the gospel to all the world. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. This is your second best friend, Sherry Medlock. Your best friend is Jesus. I love you with all my heart. And I'm looking forward to the next time when you and I get together as a family of God to hear the joyful sound of
the trumpet of truth.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you for listening to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. Sherry invites you to call her for prayer at 321-632-4631. Again, 321-632-4631. We can't wait until next week at the same time when you join us and hear the joyful sound of the Trumpet of Truth.
Heaven and nature sing. Sing a new song, open up your heart. Let Let the world know, let the music start. Come on, sing out joy to the world. Everybody come from all around. Lift up your voice and make a joyful sound. Come on, sing loud joy to the world. Nations prove the glories of his righteousness and wonders of his love and wonders of his love. Sing a new song, open up your heart. Let the world know, let the music start. Come on, sing out joy to the world. Everybody come from all around. Lift up your voice and make a joyful sound. Come on, sing loud joy to the world. La da 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 da. Hey yeah. Joy, 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 joy. Sing it, sing it, joy. Joy to the world. Joy, 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 joy. Sing it, sing it, joy. Sing a new song, open up your heart. Let the world know, let the music start. Come on, sing out joy to the world. Everybody come from all around. Lift up your voice and make a joyful sound. Come on, sing loud joy to the world. Yeah, sing a new song, open up your heart. Let the world know, let the music start. Come on, sing out joy to the world.
FM.
Sadness from wherever you've been. Come brokenhearted, let rescue begin. Come find your mercy, oh sinner, come kneel. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal. So lay down your burden. come as you are. There's hope for the hopeless and all those who've strayed. Come sit at the table, come taste the grace. There's rest for the weary, rest that endures. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't cure. So lay
so lay down your hurt, lay down your heart.
about to be born into darkness, sadness, desperate madness, creation so torn. We were so lost on earth, no peace, no worth, no way to escape, and fear, no faith, no hope, no grace, and no light, but that was the night before Christmas. Be the dawn. She looks to her men holding her hand. They wonder how long. And the shepherds, wise men, come to find them and bow to a king. One star above, shining on love.
You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, Vieira, FM 102.3.
Is it true? Sing glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all the nations rise, join the triumph of the sky. Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Christ by highest heaven adored, Christ the everlasting Lord, late in time, behold him come, offspring of a virgin's womb, veiled in flesh. righteousness, light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. Mighty lays his glory by, more than man no more may die, born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the new.
So tell me, Christmas, are we white?